Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Tegan with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Dreamworld, in local news, Dreamworld theme park settles a shareholder class action lawsuit launched by over 300 shareholders who had bought shares in the 2 years before the tragedy on the Thunder Rapids ride. The theme park's parent company, Ardent Leisure, says, quote, "The settlement involves an all-inclusive payment of $26 million to the applicants and is on the basis that there is no admission of liability." The company added, "It would incur a one-off cost of about $4 million in connection with the settlement, and the balance of the settlement payment was fully insured."
Tomorrow, traditional owners of the land, the Wangan and Jungalingu people, celebrate 2 years of Holi the Watanungu, a ceremony which means the talking. Wangan and Jungalingu man Koedi McAvoy says, quote, "We are coming together, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, and learning, growing and celebrating culture and protection of country." Traditional owners of Watanungu set a historical precedent as the first group of Aboriginal people to use the Queensland Human Rights Act to defend their cultural rights.
In national news, New Zealand merino wool sellers are trying to attract new ethical producers to solve the decline in national flocks. New Zealand Merino Company's Australian regional manager Steve Wainwright mentions, quote, "In the past 2 years or two or so years, New Zealand Merino has really stepped up, and that's aligned with the growing demand of brand partners for wool in this space." Chris and Claire Headlam, Tasmania wool growers who started supplying New Zealand Merino 3 years ago, have found Merino sheep are a good investment and, quote, "This country lends itself to growing good, healthy sheep."
Yass Valley Council in New South Wales has denied a bill to remove the controversial sex education book, Welcome to Sex, from its library shelves. Council Mayor Alan McGrath says, quote, "If we get into the role of guarding what people are reading, I think it's a bridge too far for local government." Mayor McGrath says he feels the book contains valuable information for young people.
In international news, the BRICS economic bloc will more than double in size with the addition of six new countries: Iran, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Argentina, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates. The expansion was announced at a summit in Johannesburg on Thursday, with China's President Xi Jinping describing it as, quote, "historic," and that the expansion would give the global south a stronger voice in world affairs. However, analysts have said that it is still unclear what effect adding new members to BRICS will have, and the extent to which it will increase members' clout on the world stage. Almost two dozen countries had applied to join the economic bloc, however, consensus needed to be formed among all the existing five countries for admittance to proceed.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.